Welcome to the Dennis Jernigan Podcast. The purpose of this podcast is to help you find healing for your wounds, find hope in your despair, find intimacy in your loneliness, find refuge from the storms of life. Basically, to help you find a deeper walk with Jesus. There is one thing I absolutely know after having lived all these years now, and it is this. Our God wastes nothing. He does not waste our sorrows, He does not waste our wounds, and He does not even waste our failures. Hi, I am your host, Dennis Jernigan, and today's podcast is the story behind my song called I Cry Holy. This song is from the studio recording by the same name, I Cry Holy. The song came to me on December 29th, way back in 2004. Here's what I wrote at the time I received the song. For 15 years, I led a monthly night of praise in the Oklahoma City area. To end each year, we held a New Year's Eve night of praise, and I miss those days, especially the New Year's Eve event. We finally moved into a building of our own here in Muskogee. This means I can once again hold these special praise gatherings. As the day approached, I knew the Lord would have something special for me for this particular time of worship. As I began to meditate on and pray over the people, I saw hurting people. I saw people whose lives had been marred by their own failures. I saw wounded people. I saw hopeless people and those who are spiritually blind. As I began to focus on the ability of God to meet all those needs, I began to thank Him for washing my past away and for forgiving me of all my sin. The verses of this song began to flow out of my own gratitude for the many times my heart was broken by the amazing love of God. I was actually able to share the song publicly for the first time on New Year's Eve of 2004. Now, before I share the song, I Cry Holy, I want to share another song I've already shared here on the Dennis Jernigan Podcast in the past. I intend it as a blessing and as a companion for today's song. You'll understand why I share them together in just a moment. We are actually right now in the very presence of the King of Kings, and He is holy.
To the place of the throne, bowing low to make my praises known. I will enter into seek your face, crying, holy is the King, holy is the King, you are my King. what makes a strong man suddenly weak, humbled and shaken, and fall to his knees when his heart is broken by the love of a holy God? And what makes a weak man rise up in praise when moments before he was hurt and afraid, when his heart is broken by the and I cry holy.
Father, thank you for your holy love. Thank you for your holy healing. Thank you for your holy deliverance. Thank you for your holy presence each and every moment of our lives. You are holy, and we declare it so in and through and over our lives today. Amen. Revelation 4, verse 8 says this, "And the four living creatures, each of them having six wings, are full of eyes around and within. And day and night they do not cease to say, 'Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God, the Almighty, who was and who is and who is to come.'" Let's take time each day to declare the holiness of God and to declare who we are in Him. How do we do that? We do what those who've gone on before us are doing in heaven right now. We worship Jesus. Revelations 5, 11 and 12 says this, "Then I looked and I heard the voice of many angels around the throne and the living creatures and the elders, and the number of them was myriads of myriads and thousands of thousands, saying with a loud voice, 'Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and might and honor and glory and blessing.'" Let's just do this. Let's cry, "Holy is the Lord," in each and every area of our lives this week. And in so doing, bring a little heaven to earth. We can do that. Let's do it. Well, today's episode of the Dennis Jernigan Podcast is brought to you by mpdesignsjewelry.com. At mpdesignsjewelry.com, you'll find beautifully crafted one-of-a-kind jewelry, or you can have the artisan. I'm a little biased here, but she's amazing and beautiful and awesome, my wife Melinda. You can have her create a special piece for that someone special in your life. And you can help me in another way, too, with the ongoing costs of and creation of this podcast. Would you consider becoming a member of my team? If so, just go to www.patreon.com/Dennis Jernigan to find out more. That's patreon.com/Dennis Jernigan. There's another way you can give toward the work of ministry God has called me to. Just go to allinallchurch.com and click the Donate Online button. It's simple and it's easy, and you might just be encouraged by one of the teaching blogs I've posted there. Check it out, allinallchurch.com. You can also join us every first Wednesday of each month for worship, live stream worship. Just go to facebook.com/official.dennisjernigan at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. That's facebook.com/official.dennisjernigan, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. Go ahead and mark it in your calendar right now. Worship with All in All Church, the first Wednesday of each month. And while you're at it, don't forget to check out some of my books on Amazon. My autobiography, Sing Over Me, the follow-up book, Renewing Your Mind, my brand new book, The Middle of Nowhere. I also have two series that are fantasy series for young people, young readers. I have children's books. I have devotional books. I have even a short novel there. Check it out. Just go to Amazon and check out the books of Dennis Jernigan. Thank you so much for joining me here on the Dennis Jernigan Podcast. If you would like more information on me or my story or my music, you can always go to DennisJernigan.com. You can also follow me on Facebook. You can follow me on Instagram. You can find me on iTunes. And if you would like an MP3 of today's song, I Cry Holy, from the studio recording I Cry Holy, just go to the store at DennisJernigan.com or iTunes or any other streaming service. And remember this, if you remember nothing else from today's podcast, get this deep in your soul and mind. God loves you, and so do I. Now go and be who Father says you are.